Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on the Fan on this Monday, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Get back to those calls in just a second. We're talking Mike Tomlin. Will he be available? Won't he be available? Jets, should they go get him? What should they give up to take him? The one other part of this, BT, for me is why in the world, if Mike Tomlin was set free from the Steelers, whether he's allowed to go seek, whether they fire him, whether it's a trade, whatever, and he can pick his spot, why would he ever choose the New York Jets with all the options he's going to have?
Let me ask you this. Do you think right now Mike Tomlin feels appreciated in Pittsburgh by
probably
the fans?
Not.
Okay. So the reason you look at the Jets, number one, there's some very talented pieces. And listen, it's subjective. So if he doesn't think so, then maybe it's no. But I think that when you're in a place like Pittsburgh that demands, you know, greatness, and it hasn't happened in a while, it becomes stale, and I think the pushback is pretty personal. So I think if you're to go somewhere, you're seeking a place where modest success early will be met with and received with incredible adulation. So I think that's the answer.
Yeah, I'm just
looking
at it.
So like the bar's so low.
The only issue, and it's a big one, that I would have with the Jets opening, because I don't disagree that they're ready to have some success with a real head coach. Like, I think everything that they're lacking, Mike Tomlin would be perfect to clean up, specifically if Aaron Rodgers comes back. And by the way, he might be coaching Aaron Rodgers anyway next year, whether it's here or there in Pittsburgh. But the owner, like, he's got owners in Pittsburgh that are the complete opposite of what Woody Johnson reportedly is or has been since he's taken over ownership of the Jets. And if I'm Tomlin, that's the last thing I want. By the way, if, let's say, Dallas becomes open, you know, you want to go coach the Cowboys or the Jets, and you can make an argument for the Bears and what the Bears set up and all the talent that they have in place, and it is the Chicago Bears.
Like, yeah,
he'd be revered there as well. So there are, to me, with the openings, even the Raiders, like going to Vegas with the Raiders and, you know, with Brady taking over, who knows, having a clean slate kind of to work with the Raiders, maybe that's appealing to him. I just, because of Woody, I feel like it diminishes what otherwise would be a great, appealing opening, New York and some talent there. I don't think that Tomlin would choose the Jets either.
Well, if he's traded, does he really have a choice?
Well, I'm assuming that he's going to through his
agents. Yeah, I don't think they're going to shove it down his throat. I think that they would treat him the right way.
I honestly don't know, BT. You could be right on that. But, like, imagine you're going to trade a head coach, you're going to go kick it and scream into it.
Well, how many coaches have been traded in NFL history? If you had to take a guess, I actually had the number. In the history since the merger, how many coaches do you think, Sal?
Five.
Seven. Close.
Okay.
Don Shula, I didn't even realize this. Don Shula was dealt back in 1970.
From the Colts?
Yeah. Okay. Parcells in 97, as we know, obviously. Holmgren in 99.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Holmgren back in 99. You had Gruden in 02. I even forgot that Herm was traded to Kansas City in 06 for like a fourth round pick. Arians in 2019, Sean Payton 2023. So there's, and I think Belichick as well back in 2000. So there is the list of seven. Every name, let's see. Shula, Hall of Famer. Parcells, Hall of Famer. Holmgren, Hall of Famer. Gruden, borderline. Herm, though. Arians, probably not. Peyton, yes. So, and Belichick, yes. So five of the seven are all-timers.
Yeah, and then look, we actually brought this up, and I don't know if we said specifically with the trade, but if you're going to go by that, right, then why not inquire if you're a head if you're a team looking for a head coach, whether it's the Giants or the Jets, and inquire about Sean McVay? Whether it's this right now or last year or whatever, like, there was rumors about him wanting to step away. Point is, if any coach is going to be available because of a trade, which, by the way, in the history of the league or since the merger, it's only happened seven times. To your point, it doesn't happen very often. But I would be looking to get one of those no doubt about it guys. Anyway, regardless of some of the rumors swirling about Mike Tomlin, I just don't think it's realistic that you're going to have him be available. Nor do I think if he were available that he would want to go to the Jets, which could make things complicated.
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think is more realistic, that Pittsburgh would be willing to trade him, or that he, if he got wind of the fact that the Steelers were trying to trade him, that he would be okay with it?
I think it's more likely he'd be okay with going to the Jets than it is more likely that he's going to even be available.
I probably agree with that. Again, but you make the call. Do I think it's very, very likely? No. know, but you've interviewed 20 guys. You just interviewed somebody at the University of Maryland who barely has a winning record. Actually, in totality, he's 30 games under, if you include his previous job. I know he's won 3 straight bowls, whatever. I'm forgetting his name. Yeah. He basically 7 wins. What's it, Slackies? Whatever.
I have no idea.
Basically 7 wins every year. You're going to interview that guy? You're not going to call the Steelers and try to pounce on something that I think is, you know, the door's a little bit ajar? You got to try.
Hey, I'm so mad they aren't interviewing Pete Carroll. And his name keeps coming up for other teams as well.
Like, I know.
The least they could do is interview him. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
Loxley.
Thank you, in Maryland.
Mike
okay.
Loxley.
888-808-1019. Justin is calling from Patterson, New Jersey. What's up, Justin?
Hey, man.
Hey, gentlemen. So everything I've heard is from Steeler fans that they're ready to move on. Majority of Steeler fans I know. The issue is Mike Tomlin does have a no trade clause. So that factors in. So it would have to be 100% his consent. And I think the Steelers would try to like baptize any team that would try to get him for multiple firsts, similar to the way with the Broncos and the Saints trade for.
Yeah, also maybe try to trade him outside the conference as well. I know they're not division rivalries with the Jets, but if they are going to trade him, maybe trade him outside the conference.
Yeah, exactly that. But I think teams do move on. Syracuse had Jim Boeheim for 1 million years, and they basically walked him out the door. So it's not the most uncommon thing.
And how have they been doing since?
Just run. They've been terrible. I'm not saying I'm saying sometimes teams say, we're not getting where we need to go. We have to throw something against the wall and try to get to the
also, the difference there, Justin, and thank you for the call. Boeheim, how old is he?
He was almost 80.
And that's what I'm saying. Mike Tomlin's still a young guy as far as head coaches go. As far as life goes, Tomlin's 52 years old. That's nothing.
No, that's why I'd give up multiple ones for him. Think about this, guys. For the most part, we are evaluating this through our green prism, all right, our Jets prism. And if you don't think the Steelers, and you don't, that the Steelers would be open to trading him, I understand that because, and maybe you're not doing this, but I think some people are. Like, when you look through that little green prism, you're saying, geez, all these years, 14 straight years, no playoffs, what the hell would the Steelers do? Why would they get rid of him? All right, put down that little thing and now pick up the one that's black and gold. And imagine right now, and I'm doing this, like, I'm going to envision myself on the Roberto Clemente Bridge right now, going to work, or I'm a salesman, and I'm going, or a salesperson going to my next meeting, and I'm crossing the Clemente Bridge. I look at the baseball field and I'm listening to the Pittsburgh sports stations out there right now. Do you think that they are defending Tomlin, or do you think that they are basically greasing the skids for change? I can tell you the answer. It's the second one. They want him out. And when that starts, this is not the first year that it's built. When that begins to bubble and bubble and grow and bubble and bubble, guess what? Even a patient, historically patient and prudent franchise like the Steelers, they might flinch, which is why you call them.
But they've been doing that forever. I think the fans in Pittsburgh for, the last decade or so have been calling for a change at head coach, and the owners don't do anything. So when I look at it, I look at it logically. Okay, do I think that Mike Tomlin is a great head coach? Yes, unequivocally, yes, great head coach. Do I think I could find somebody that would be better than Mike Tomlin to be the head coach of my franchise? No, not necessarily I don't. I mean, it's possible, I guess, but you know how hard that would be? The third thing is the Steelers have not operated in a fashion that would make me think that on any way, shape, or form, they would be willing to move on from their 18-year head coach who's never had a losing season. They stuck with Bill Cowher all those years. He was there 15 years. Mm-hmm. He won a Super Bowl in year, 13 or 14, whatever it was, before he finally said goodbye in 2006.
Yeah, but he won playoff games. I'd have to double-check this. I know he lost a couple of AFC Championship games at home, which obviously drove Steelers fans nuts, which I get. But, I mean, how many... To get to the AFC Championship game, you're at least winning playoff games.
Right.
Mike Tomlin hasn't won since 2016.
Yeah, all right, 2016.
It's 2016.
I get it.
That's a long time.
Jets haven't been in the playoffs, I don't need to remind you, since 2010. So we're talking about a long time ago since a team that was even in the playoffs, and then we're nitpicking. And I get what you're saying, like you look at it with a different lens because they're the Steelers, just like, they're the Yankees.
Correct.
Still, but maybe there's a reason they're the Steelers. And one of those reasons are they're not firing and hiring head coaches every 4 years.
But if they were going through 9 and 10 year droughts of no playoff wins, guess what? They wouldn't be the Steelers. They'd be the Jets.
Yeah,
right now they're not the Steelers that we romanticize about. They don't win anymore.
Yeah, I mean they haven't had a losing season. BT,
I get that, but
it's been 18. Imagine watching your football team,
yeah,
especially from a Jets perspective,
yep,
that hasn't had a losing season in 15 years.
Sign me up. But that's why I use the different prisms, the green one and the black and gold one. They're very different.
Greg is in the Bronx. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up, guys? My take on Tomlin, I think I'm a Steelers fan. If you want to get rid of this guy, you got to be crazy. What people are not realizing is what he has to work with. They haven't had a pick higher than 10 in 30 years. There's teams in the league that get two picks in the top 10 in the same draft. He hasn't had that in. He doesn't have anything to work with. You know, it's not just him.
Well, not even his Harbaugh in Baltimore. I mean, he got Lamar 32 years ago. They never pick in the top 10 either. Neither do the Niners lately. I know they had a bad year, but neither did the Patriots all those years. I mean, it's not, you know, unique to the Steelers. I got news for everybody. Good teams don't pick in the top 10 unless there was a trade or some, you know, residue from a previous move, which has happened a few times, but very rarely.
Well, right, but that still is a point where other franchises have had the opportunity to take some of the best players in, you know, college football or in the NFL draft, and it helps turn their franchise around where the Steelers have to do it a different way, and that's maybe a victim of their own success. So what? I mean, I'm not going to use that as a feather in Tomlin's cap, saying, well, look at how great he is. Just look at it overall. Like, they haven't had a losing season in 18 years. Now, the organization themselves could trade up if they identify a player that they want. They took Kenny Pickett. He stinks.
He stinks. Chiefs did it. That's how they got Mahomes.
Well,
they moved up.
I mean, so you're allowed to move up and get a top player if you want. I think, though, the Steelers' issues are more about personnel than they are about Tomlin and coaching. And again, I'm not saying he's the best in-game manager, the timeout use or whatever, a lack of aggression and at certain times, you know, not going for it the other day. Like, yeah, I could get all that. But ultimately, you look at him pound for pound versus the other coaches out there. I mean, maybe there were two in the league, maybe not even two, that I would rather have than Mike Tomlin.
I mean, it's an old expression. Just feels like it's time for change. I don't know anything else around the NFL that just feels like it's time for change more than that situation.
Hey, look, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see him here. And I do trust that he would build the Jets up.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that. That's what makes him so great, which is why I would never let him go.